Hello, my friend. Welcome aboard the Daily Dose of Disney. I'm Ray Keating, novelist, economist, and editor and publisher of DisneyBizJournal.com. So in this podcast, we serve up Disney or Disney-related stories, quotes, insights, debates, discussions, lessons, covering a wide range of topics. So what's up today? Well, right out of the box, I'm going to give you 3 points on the importance of learning in life. So first, from the Disney Institute, quote, to summarize Walt Disney's leadership lesson, in order to know what the people want, get out there, be willing to listen and interact with your customers, and then incorporate learning and continuous improvement with your team on behalf of your customers, close quote. Wow. Yes. Part of the learning process is not just, you know, it's not just, I'm mastering this skill. I'm reading this book. It's getting out there and interacting and learning from the people you serve, right? So if you're an entrepreneur, get out there with your clients, your customers. Same way if you're in management. If you're all the way down the line, if you're a new employee, it goes for everybody to get out there and listen and interact with your customers. Okay, second one from Dan Cockrell, former vice president at the Walt Disney Company. Quote, the days of acquiring education early on in life and cruising with that acquired knowledge is over. Every day has to be a day of learning. Whether formal or informal, we all need to move our mindset to growth and improvement. Close quote. Yes. I mean, this has been a constant that I, you know, tell my two sons who are men now. I still remind them this, that learn something new every day. It's important to do that. And I try to do that myself. So, yep, learning can be formal and informal, and it is without a doubt an ongoing process throughout your life. Finally, third quote, from my friend Chris Lucas, author of Top Disney, 100 Top 10 Lists of the Best of Disney, From the Man to the Mouse and Beyond. Get that book at Amazon.com. What does Chris have to say? Quote, always curious and eager to learn, Walt studied the work of his fellow artists and learned from their triumphs and failure. Walt was a lifelong student of the arts, believing that modern show business could bring culture to the masses, close quote. A lot packed into that quote from Chris there. But yep, curiosity. Eager to learn. Absolutely. He studied the work of other artists and he learned from their successes and failures. People always say you learn more from failure. And I think that's true. Your own and the failures of others. He was a lifelong student. Yep. Of the arts. And I would say even more so, lifelong student of, if you want to say human nature, but also a lifelong student of his customers, right? Believing again that modern show business could bring culture to the masses, and then also how exactly do you do that? So you know, your takeaway here, my takeaway here is among the lessons offered by those who have worked at Disney over the years is that learning is an ongoing process. Get your news and views on Disney at DisneyBizJournal.com. Please check out my signed books at RayKeatingBooksAndMore.com. That includes the Disney Planner, the to-do list solution. I hope that's a help to folks, inspiration, and organization. Also, if you want some action, adventure, intrigue, fun, thrillers, mysteries, historical fiction, I've written 19 Pastor Stephen Grant novels, more coming. I've also written Cathedral, an Alliance of St. Michael novel, the first book in a historical fiction series. Those books at Amazon.com and Kindle and paperback editions. Again, signed books at RayKeatingBooksAndMore.com. Also, please grab my weekly Economist books. There are 3 out there now. Hope you find value in some of this and all of this. And hey, have a magically productive day.